The only way to get closer to the Cavaliers is to make the team. It's Who's Talkin' with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on Fox Sports 910.
All right, welcome back. This is Who's Talking, second segment tonight, and what a joyous time to be a Cavalier.
It is fun. You know, winning is always good.
Winning in the NCAA.
You know, the funny thing, though, the winning in the NCAA is it's not so much the joy, it's almost a relief, you know, because losing is so depressing.
Yeah,
you know,
it's so final.
You win, and you're just relieved that the season is not over, and you get to keep playing. So it's and particularly, I think this weekend, not that there was necessarily pressure, but I think it was important for the program as a number one seed
to get
through the first weekend. Now, you know, I mean, and you know, it's very sort of implied. There's no reason at this stage to think Virginia can't win the whole thing.
Damn right.
But we got to win Friday first. But anyway, speaking of the game against Butler, we had a particular play that we decided to make the LeClaire Ryan play of the game.
Well, about midway through the second half against the Butler Bulldogs, one of the Cav guards dumped a pass inside to senior Anthony Gill, who used his usual spin, fake, bounce, slide, and he put up a little shot. As he was getting fouled, the ball went in the bucket, and I sort of felt like that was a momentum, emotional shift for the Cavs, where they were letting the other team know that we are still going to our big dog down low, and they couldn't stop him.
Well, in the second half, I mean, he was key in the second half. Just look at his stat line: 7 for 9 from the field, 5 of 6 from the free throw line, 19 points, 8 rebounds. So clearly, Anthony Gill, you know, there's a lot of talk about Brogdon and Perantes, as there should be. But, you know, Anthony is a key contributor, and he was the lone big guy when they went to the four-guard lineup for defensive purposes. So it was really important for him to rebound to the extent that he did. No question, key contributor to that victory on Saturday night.
But you know who had the stat line? And it's impressive. I tell you, you look at this box score, and number 15, Malcolm Brogdon's stat line is pretty impressive. 8 of 14 field goal. He was 6 for 6 from the free throw line. He had 5 rebounds. He had 22 total points, 5 assists, 1 block shot, and 2 steals. I tell you what, and he guarded a player that was smoking hot, yeah, and the guy didn't get but 2 more points the rest of the way, and you can't pronounce his name.
No, I can't. Andrew. Andrew's his first name.
You got his first name.
But, you know, you talk about
Brogdon. I'm going to say, I got it. Andrew Shabazz.
Yeah, Shabazz. He was hurting us for the first 20-some minutes, no question about it. And Brogdon, that was key to the game, shutting him down. But, you know, 22 points, 5 rebounds, and 5 assists. But yet, his most important contribution may have been on the defensive end, which doesn't necessarily show up on the stat sheet.
And that's why I maintain that Malcolm is really the front runner and is underrated by some people in the media, but not here on this show. Malcolm Brogdon is your player of the year. People just haven't figured it out yet. And by the way,
I think it may depend on how far Virginia goes.
And guess what?
If Virginia gets to the Final Four, and certainly if they were to win the national championship, I think he would have a great chance of being player of the
year. All they got to do is get in the Final Four, and he's got this thing. Look at this.
I think our friend Buddy's had a lot of attention all year long.
But he's not going to get there.
Well,
mark my words, write that down. The Oklahoma Sooners will not get to the Final Four. I got the other finalist for the Naismith Award, none other than Michigan State's Denzel Valentine.
Who will be hurt by getting beat in the first round.
By the way, the Spartans are out. You've got Kentucky's Tyler Ulis, and guess what? He's out.
He'll be hurt by being a sophomore. And yep. At Kentucky, I don't know if he'll come back next year or not, but regardless, you got Brogdon, who is a senior, and Buddy, is it healed or held?
It's healed.
Healed.
Buddy is a top-notch player.
He's a gifted offensive player, but he's certainly not the complete player that Malcolm Brogdon is.
You know, the coach takes him in and out of the game all the time, and you wonder sometimes, are they trying to protect him
For getting in foul trouble. Yes. I think, yeah, he may have a ten. And that's the other – I mean, we could go on and on about Malcolm Brogdon, but the amazing thing about him is the way he is able to play defense against the
All
other team's
stars.
Best player without ever getting into foul trouble. And hopefully that'll continue because we don't want Malcolm in foul trouble.
By the way, he played 39 minutes
39
against
minutes.
Butler. And I guarantee you, go look up Buddy's stats. There's no way he's anywhere near that in terms of minutes.
And that time he was out, I think Tony wanted to keep him until the next TV media timeout, and Tony elected not to keep Brogdon on the bench that long.
All right, we're going to jump to our bottom of the hour break here, come back with a little bit more basketball, and then about midway through the next segment, we're going to have UVA tennis coach Dustin Taylor joining us. He is an assistant to Brian Boland. Stay with us. This is Who's Talking.